Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the seventh week of Easter, May 23rd, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "Peter turned and saw the disciple following, whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, 'Master, who is the one who will betray you?' When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, 'Lord, what about him?' Jesus said to him, 'What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me.'" On this quiet Saturday of the seventh week of Easter, the church lingers with the risen Christ by the sea. The charcoal fire is still warm. The memory of breakfast with Jesus is still fresh. Peter has just been entrusted again with love, "Feed my lambs." His past has been forgotten and forgiven. His future has been foretold. His path is becoming clearer. And yet, almost immediately, Peter turns. He sees the disciple whom Jesus loved walking behind him, the one who leaned against the Lord's heart at supper, the one who remained at the foot of the cross, the one who recognized the risen Christ on the shore. And Peter, perhaps with curiosity, perhaps with comparison, perhaps even with a subtle anxiety, asks, "Lord, what about him?" It is such a human question. We hear it echo in our own lives all the time. What about their path? Why is their life different? Why do they seem to suffer less or more? Why do they receive gifts I don't have? Why is their calling clearer than mine? Comparison is almost instinctive. Even after encountering the risen Christ, even after being forgiven and entrusted, Peter still looks sideways. And Jesus responds with words that are at once gentle and piercing. "What concern is it of yours? You follow me." It is not a rebuke meant to shame Peter. It is a liberation. Jesus is freeing Peter from the burden of comparison. There's a story told among the Desert Fathers of two lamps placed in a monastery chapel. One was tall, carved from fine bronze, polished daily. It stood near the altar and burned brightly, visible to all. The other was small and plain, set quietly in a corner near the door. Its flame was steady, but unnoticed by most. One evening, as the monks prayed, the small lamp flickered, and thought within itself, "Why am I not like the great lamp? Why am I hidden, while it shines before everyone?" In its restlessness, the small lamp dimmed. An old monk, noticing, came and gently adjusted its wick. Then he whispered, as if speaking to the lamp itself, "Don't worry about where you are placed. Your task is not to be seen, but to burn." The small lamp steadied again, its flame quiet but faithful, illuminating the threshold where many entered in the dark. And in that moment, it fulfilled its purpose perfectly. In the spiritual life, comparison is often a disguised form of resistance. It pulls us out of the present moment, the only place where God is truly encountered, and into an imagined narrative of others' lives. It tempts us to measure rather than to receive. But Jesus' words call us back. You follow me. Not understand everything. Not compare your paths to others. Not control your future. But simply follow. To follow Christ is profoundly personal. Peter's path will lead him to martyrdom. The beloved disciple's path will unfold differently, longer, quieter, more contemplative. Both are faithful. Both are necessary. Both glorify God. Because you see, the kingdom is not built on uniformity, but on fidelity. Perhaps today we find ourselves asking, why is my life taking this turn? Why is my ministry different from another person's? Why do I feel hidden while others are seen? Jesus does not answer these questions directly. Instead, he looks at you personally, intimately, and says, what concern is it of yours? You follow me. There is a holy freedom in this. It means you are not responsible for another person's calling. It means you are not measured by another's path. You are not diminished by another's gifts. Your life is not a comparison. It is a relationship. And in that relationship, Christ is always near, always inviting, always leading. Today, notice when your heart begins to compare. When it does, gently return to the words of Jesus, you follow me. Let them become a prayer. Let them draw you back to simplicity, to trust, to presence. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who walk with each of us in a way that is uniquely our own, free us from the burden of comparison. When we look at others and lose sight of you, turn our gaze back to your face. When we question our path, give us the grace to trust your voice. Teach us to follow you, not anxiously, but competitively, not competitively, but faithfully, quietly, and with love. Like Peter, we are still learning. Like the beloved disciple, we long to rest near your heart. Give us the courage to walk the path you have given us, and the humility to let others walk theirs. For you are enough. Your call is enough. Your love is enough. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to join me here each day in my hermitage when we take a look at Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.